Last year was, a whirlwind for everyone, I think, especially people in the performing arts world when it comes to summer planning, concert series, different events, theaters, all over the country. We were really put in an interesting place to reimagine how we present to audiences. What does that look like? What does that entail? And I think, our group did a lot of thinking with our board and our staff and fellow musicians and came up with some really interesting creative solutions, both with a Facebook takeover series. And we did end up doing a Kroger Arts boat tour where we went on 3 pontoon boats over 7 lakes, playing at a distance from the audience. And it was a really unique experience. And so I think we learned some really cool things from that experience, including how to reach a larger digital audience with our events. And I think we're going to carry that into this year. When it came to then about whether to present the 2021 Kroger Lake Music Festival and bring that back, it really came down to, first of all, looking at the protocols with New York State, CDC, talking to local health officials, so that we could understand, is it tangible to do something in person, similar to the format we've done in past? And it became clear that it is possible. And when we had that, kind of go ahead or that sign, then we're going for it. We're really excited to bring some fantastic artists. And so, yeah, we're looking to take the momentum and go ahead with it.
This is the 10th year of the festival, and how has it changed over the years? I know it started off very small, and then the pandemic struck, but the festival is coming back, and how has it changed in size, in the kinds of performances that are offered?
Yeah, it started off with very innocent beginnings, just with 8 of us playing some of the great repertoire from classical music, but also doing some jazz standard classics like Autumn Leaves, and then throwing in a little bit of Broadway with some Sound of Music. And we, did just a couple concerts for the local chapel, and people are just really excited about it. The musicians had a great time playing for the audience. You could tell there was something special that was being developed there. And every year we just kind of, we're experimenting, pushing ourselves artistically, programmatically, but then also focusing on accessibility to the audience and to that area and being of service to that area to bring really unique events. And I think that recipe has led us to grow in really incredible ways to the point where, now we have, or I guess in 2019, before the pandemic, we had over 115 artists, and we had like 45 concerts, and traveling all over the country, playing in Chicago, playing in Switzerland. Our group was being asked to travel around and kind of bring that Kroger and that Adirondack experience all across the country, which was a really amazing, amazing journey. And even since the pandemic hit, we've had our artists who've been with us since they were early college age musicians start to join symphonies in Seattle and New York. And a lot of them, some of them just won a Concert Artist Guild, which is a big competition. So we're starting to see these musicians flourish in their own right. And still what I'm excited about is they look forward to coming back to Kroger Lake every year. And, they start to bring their following with them, in addition to the people locally who now consider these people part of their family.
So let's talk about the place where it actually happens, and that's the Sherman's property. And I understand that the former amusement park there is turning 100 this year. And there's been a lot of back and forth over the years about what to do with the property. So maybe you can catch us up to speed about the latest developments about the property itself and where Kroger Arts is and its future plans with the parcel.
Yeah, we're extremely excited for what's happening at Sherman's. We recently hired our first full-time employee, actually, last year, a week before the pandemic struck. So imagine that. But it was, such a blessing to have him. He's his name's Tori Fish, incredible individual who was actually, did a lot with building management and was director of facilities at the Tang Museum in Skidmore. And so we were really lucky to have him in Fulton County and working with us. And that helped us continuously make improvements at Sherman's and at My Hill, this other property that we own, during the pandemic, to make the most of the time we had, that, you know, was definitely altered because of the unexpected circumstances. And with that, we also worked with a capital planning group of local prominent individuals to put together an RFQ to ask architecture firms across the Northeast region to put a proposal together for essentially turning Sherman's, or updating Sherman's in a sense, into the 21st century, into this really sought after performing arts and education center. And so we got some proposals in, and we ended up choosing LTRW, which is this really amazing firm, who has just completed actually a project in Saratoga, Universal Preservation Hall. And they've also been doing some big projects elsewhere. And they got certain sub-consultants in, who have helped design major concert venues across the United States. So we're excited to be, you know, pursuing that. And we're going to release some details about that, likely in June, to the public. And so that's definitely a time to stay tuned and kind of see what we're thinking. And we'll probably start a campaign soon after that.
A fundraising campaign.
Yep. For the first phase of this, you know, eventual performing and educational arts center.
What can audiences expect on Caroga Lake this summer as far as performances, as far as guest artists coming in?
Yeah, we're excited. We're going to announce our full artist lineup likely in late May or so. But we have some major guest artists that have already confirmed, and we're really excited to bring them. Some of these people include Sierra Hull, who is a really fantastic Grammy-nominated bluegrass player from Nashville. Ethan Uslan, who's a world ragtime piano champion, which should be really fun. Lauren Talese, who's an incredible jazz singer from Philadelphia. And some really exciting Capital Region groups as well, Wild Adriatic, Jocelyn and Chris. So the nice thing about this summer is we have a huge mix of genres, as we always do, but I would see even more so this summer. You're going to see rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, classical, all coming together. And I think that's going to be a really exciting time. And it's a great way for us to really celebrate this 10th anniversary of the music festival. But then also with a lot of the events now moving to Sherman's and in this open air environment, the Bumper Cart Pavilion, it allows us to, you know, essentially have this centennial celebration, which I think we're all very excited about.